And I can remember the milkman coming around with a horse and cart, or milk van, and a bread van. They all came round with horses. Oh, that's good. We used to have to go and shovel it all up and put it in a bucket.
Groceries and everything was delivered. It was just after the end of rationing. So there were delivery men coming to the house with groceries, bread, fish, greengrocery.
Does that mean you were posh and you had money to have deliveries, or was this the
natural
way of life?
No, I think that was the norm.
Right.
Because there weren't any local shops, so it meant going into Watford.
Well, I suppose the late 40s, early 50s. Man with a horse and cart used to come round with the vegetables, but we also used to have a chap round who used to sharpen knives and scissors.
And the old market. The market was behind Cordell's. So it's roughly where Wilko's is now.
The old market behind Cordell's, because that was all open air. They had covers over the stalls. Mm. But it was filthy underfoot, because if it was raining, you used to get all the rain in. It was terrible. Mm. It was a nice approach to the market going, because there was an arcade.
Mm.
I know Cordell's was on one side. I don't know whether it was Cordell's on the other side or another shop. There was this lovely arcade through to the market behind, but the market really was awful. It must have been terrible for them in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, wet and cold, and the snow came and the wind, and it was just open to all the elements.
The market, I can remember the market when it was open air.
Mm.
My sister took me up there when I was knee-high to a daisy. And I always remember her saying, "Do you want a banana, Stanley?"
There were some warehouses, and some of the branch lines would offload their bananas to the Fife's banana factory and warehouse. And we used to watch that. That was fascinating, watching the conveyor belts going around with the bananas hanging down from it.
And of course, all these stalls in those days were lit by glare lamps, you know, not electric light.
No.
And it was open air market, where the parade now is, and then they moved it into the where the market now is, made it a covered market, and you know the rest of the story. But and of course you had the cattle market on the same day sometimes, on the Tuesday, and we used to go around to the rear of what is now the was the post office in Market Street, and they used to have the selling the cattle there. And when they sold the cattle, they had to put them in lorries, and because they wouldn't go up the ramps, the chaps used to twist their tails, and they used to gallop up the rank then.
It's often taken to see the cattle market. Well, behind Jackson's Jewellers, this passageway through there, which would be the way we would walk into it, and where the telephone exchange was built on Exchange Road, of course. I remember them being in pens. I remember them being auctioned, and I think there were shows that, livestock shows that we probably went to see. But I can sort of still summon up the smell of the cattle market. My father was a cattle auctioneer in Kent, and he worked at Ashford Market, and we lived in Folkestone at the time. During the war, he'd been a clerk, so he did a lot of bookwork and that type of thing as well, and used to balance the books for the sales of the cattle and other livestock. And I think he saw this as a promotion and a change of scenery, and got the job, and we were happy to move to Watford, where there was a thriving market and a company with prospects. Just before he left, I believe the company folded. Well, didn't fold. The two owners went their separate ways. And I think Faulkner's is still a well-known name in auctioneers and in Watford itself. But I do recall going to the market. I can still recall in Market Street itself, around the back. The space is still there. Not quite sure what it's used for today. But a busy part of town, particularly on market day. And that Market Street was
full of estate agents, auctioneers, solicitors, and a couple of very smart furniture shops, I remember. I remember my parents actually buying a bureau. And that's where my dad used to keep all his paperwork and bring the flap down at the front and do his letter writing and work in the evening and sat at our new bureau. So from that point of view, we were quite well off, I think. We were sort of middle class-ish, if you like, in those days. The original market was actually in the road itself, by the entrance of Charter Place now. But of course, that's when the drovers would bring things in. The time I remember, which was, remember, the late 50s, there was actually a market square. And I remember them all being penned off, ready for the sales. The sheep would be in one pen, calves in another, and so on. Yes, it was a pretty revolting smell for a child that was, you know, a town child by this time. But it was hustle, bustle, busy. Well, my father's, being in that business, of course, would have to wear a jacket and trousers, usually a sports jacket, Harris tweed, I think, grey flannels, brogues, that type of thing. He'd have to look the part. I don't recall many people wearing suits. Perhaps his boss did. He never wore a hat, although a lot of people did. A lot of the farmers, a lot of the people that tended the market wear caps. A lot of other people, businessmen and so on, wear trilbies or bowlers. I don't recall my father ever wearing a cap. I do remember most of his colleagues and friends being dressed normally in a pair of grey slacks and a sports jacket of some sort. Always, without fail, a tie as well. My mother would look very glamorous at the weekend. She would keep up with fashion. I've got some wonderful photographs of her looking like a film star. Well, we thought she did. Most people. My mum had myself when I was, which was only 20, so many people thought she was my older sister when I was a little kid. But she would obviously wear very nice clothes to go out in. I think possibly making up for her earlier years during the war when there weren't clothes and everything was on ration and you had to make do and mend. And it was an opportunity to maybe spoil herself a little bit and look really nice and fashionable when we went out.